was Bouncer who found the leg. Well, the whole body, really, but it was the leg, stout, white, thick-ankled, that had initially caught his attention and caused him to curtail his sylvan rampage. These rampages were a periodic occurrence embarked upon with a mixture of cringing stealth and cavalier bravado. He once told me that they gave him feelings of exquisite triumph, being proof yet again that a gap could be breached in his master's laborious barricades. Once out and in the wood, he would wreak havoc upon the rabbits and lesser denizens, crashing about in that absurd, slow-witted way, until eventually, worn out with futile exertion, rarely did he catch anything. He would slink home or be collared by his protesting, ineffectual owner. Bluff and blustering, the man was possibly even more obtuse than his canine charge, and they suited each other. Reginald Bowler, local bank manager, raucous, dull, pipe-obsessed, and Bouncer, his ridiculous mongrel companion. They had what I have heard humans describe as a sound working relationship, an ill-defined rapport. Difficult for outsiders to grasp. Most evenings, you would see them. I saw them floundering around the block, the man with the pipe aglow, jauntily proprietorial of dog and neighbourhood, snapping out soldierly commands.